We know that we have to buy the rubber because we need it for our products. So although the project doesn't have to sell its output to us, we know for a fact that 40% of it goes to our competitors, we do have an exclusivity clause whereby a percentage of rubber produced has to be sold to us. It's a win-win situation. Look at the facts. Current demand for rubber in Brazil is 230,000 tonnes a year. But only 100,000 tonnes is produced, and prices are rising. This means rubber producers are profiting because there's a lot more demand than supply. And with this project, we as a company have a guaranteed source of raw material.
Some people might say you're only interested in this project to help boost your image, to satisfy the green lobby.
Yes, it's clear some people take that view. We're working in a so-called dirty industry, so the green lobby will never be satisfied with our advancements. But at the end of the day, I'm afraid we can't get away from the fact that, yes, it is a business project designed to make a profit, but it's one that both sides are gaining from.
Audio 58.
So, how have the employees of the cooperative benefited from your input?
Well, obviously they've benefited from having secured jobs and from learning more about the business. But we've also been able to improve living conditions by being involved with a project to build a housing area with a school and medical centre for the employees and their families. So a community is developing here.
Sounds great. And is the cooperative actually making any money?
There's no doubt the plantation project is a success. The figures speak for themselves. For example, the turnover hit $3.1 million in 2006. This beat the forecasts by $600,000. We've now forecast that this will rise to $10 million in 2023, with $8 million of that coming from rubber and the rest from cocoa. We don't normally like to talk about profits, but projections indicate that our project should bring in some $40,000 a year for a medium-sized landowner.
Well, that's pretty impressive. I mean, the cooperative seems to have done well out of this deal. But what's in it for Michelin?